I was doing some cleaning, pruning some plants. I went to throw a dead leaf over the balcony of my apartment and looked down and saw the Prime Minister of Israel standing there, which was really surprising because he lives up the street in an official residence, but he never walks around the neighborhood. He always gets around by motorcade. What struck me even more was who he was talking to. He was talking to this old man who I have seen for years around the neighborhood. I couldn't really make out their conversation, but at one point, the Prime Minister asked his aide for a notebook and a pen, wrote something down. He had torn out the piece of paper, put it in his pocket, shook the old man's hand, and walked away. And I was so curious to know what they talked about. So I looked for the old man, and it took me a week to find him. He said he was taking out the trash. He heard a voice saying, "Can I help you with that?" He looked up, and there was the Prime Minister. And he knew that was his one moment to tell the Prime Minister what his life's dream was. It was connected to his life's work. For decades, he had worked to collect the names of victims, both fighters and civilians, Jews, who had died in the 1948 war that led to the establishment of the State of Israel, the 1,000 victims who died in Jerusalem in that fighting. And this man had spent years going to burial societies and archives and going to families and collecting these names. And he told the Prime Minister next to his dumpster he wants the names of the victims etched onto that memorial stone. And so the Prime Minister took his name and number down, and the very next day, the cabinet secretary, Netanyahu's own cabinet secretary, called this man and said, "I got your number from the Prime Minister. We like your idea. We'd like to implement it." But he said the Prime Minister and the cabinet secretary haven't called him back since. But what really strikes me about this story is that, you know, back in the old days of Israel, it was not uncommon to see the Prime Minister or the President walking around the streets. Today, Israel is modern and powerful. Prime Ministers get around with armed guards and motorcades. But still, who knows? You could be taking out the trash and you could look up and there could be the Prime Minister. And maybe he'll even stop and listen to what you have to say.